Here's the second part of the triad. The second part is the pattern of focus and belief, and they relate to one another. See, whatever you focus on, you're going to feel whether it's true or not. Have you ever had an experience where somebody did something, or you thought somebody did something? Even better example. You heard, you thought, and you thought they did it to take advantage of you. And as you focused on that, you got angry or sad or hurt. And then later on, you found out you were dead wrong, that either they never did it, it wasn't true, or that wasn't their intent, and you felt bad about it, or you felt embarrassed. How can that be? Because whatever we focus on, we feel, whether it's true or not. Focus equals feeling, just like the way you move affects your feeling. See, right now, if I said to you, what are you juiced about in your life? What could you be excited about? If you really wanted to be excited in your life right now, what could you be excited about? Or what are you proud of? Or what could you be proud of if you wanted to be proud? Or who in your life do you really love? Who loves you? Think about it for a moment. Who do you really love? Who loves you? By the way, how does that feel when you focus on or you think about someone you love? See, whatever you focus on, you're going to feel. Focus equals reality to the individual, even though it's not reality in actuality. I'll say that again. Focus equals reality to the individual, even though it's not reality in actuality. That's a complicated way of saying whatever you focus on, you're going to feel, whether it's true or not, because your brain doesn't know the difference between something you vividly imagine, that's called focus on, or something you actually experience. That's very powerful. If you use this to your advantage, it means something very simple. How fast can you change how you feel? As fast as you change your focus. As fast as you change the way you move. See, right now, if you're focused on something that's really upsetting or something you're worried about or something you're fearful about, you're going to feel those feelings. If you focus on something you're really grateful for, you're going to feel a totally different set of feelings. See, you are in control and you can change your feelings in an instant. The problem is we don't believe we can change that fast. And the second problem is we have patterns of doing this, don't we? We tend to, like, on a regular basis, focus on what overwhelms us or focus on what we're upset with in our spouse or focus on why we failed in the past. And you know, if you keep focusing on things where you didn't succeed, guess what? You're going to feel like a failure. And when you feel like a failure, you're not going to take action to make things better. You can't build on the past that doesn't work. But you can also focus on what you want, on what you want to create. You can focus on the solution. Hey, when you got a problem, everybody's got problems. But 95% of your time has got to be spent on the solution. 5% of the problem. Most of us spend all the time describing the problem more and more and more and more detail, and we wonder why we feel overwhelmed. Focus is the secret key to changing, and you can do it in an instant. One way to change your focus is to change the third thing, your language patterns. See, all day long, we're thinking. What's thinking? All day long, you're asking and answering questions with yourself. Should I do this? What does this mean? Why is this? Where is this going on? That's what initiates thinking, is a question. You know what the problem is? We have patterns of questions we ask that don't serve us. Some of us ask questions like, how come this always happens to me? Well, it doesn't always happen to you. But if you ask a lousy question like that on a regular basis, your brain goes, because you're an idiot. You know, how come I can never lose weight? Well, you can lose weight, but ask a lousy question, ask and you shall what? You receive. How come I can never lose weight? Your brain says, because you're a pig. You know, come up with a better question for God's sake. See, questions direct us. Questions are a form of language. And if you want to change your life, one of the things I have people discover is what questions you're asking and also what phrases do you say a lot? Because phrases hypnotize us. We have certain words by themselves that'll change the way you feel. If somebody says to you, hey, listen, I think you're mistaken about that. You might have one feeling. They go, you're wrong. You feel something very different just by the language. If somebody says you're lying, you have a whole different feeling, don't you? One word can change the way you feel when someone else speaks it to you. The words you select powerfully affect you. And I don't mean just being positive and doing the Stuart Smalley thing where you got positive self-talk, right? And you say, I'm good enough, I'm strong enough, and by golly, people like me. No! I mean noticing the habit of the words and the emotions they create. And then third part of language is the phrases that you say with such emotional intensity that you start to believe them. We call those incantations. An incantation is like if you remember studying mythology, you know, a sorcerer would tell a prince over and over again a phrase over and over again with such intensity that he'd be hypnotized and he'd think that he was a frog. And so, of course, he was a frog. That's what he experienced. We experience whatever we focus on. We feel whatever we picture. We feel whatever we say to ourselves. We feel whatever we do with our bodies. Those are the three patterns. If you change those three patterns, any one of the three, you're going to change how you feel. If you change all three, you're going to radically change how you feel. if you change the pattern of how you use your body, if you change the pattern of what you focus on daily, which, by the way, I'm going to show you a technique for doing today that could change your life. Very simple. If you change the pattern of what you say to yourself with the emotional intensity you say it, you're going to change the pattern of how you feel. Now that means you could pick any feeling you want. Say, if I want to feel that way, what do I do with my body when I'm in that state? How do I move? How do I speak? What do I do? Let me try it. What, when I'm feeling that good, what do I focus on? What do I really focus on? And by the way, what does it mean to me when I focus on it? Because you can focus on something and one person looks at it and says, because that happened, that's why I can never be close to another man or woman in my life. That's why I can never trust again. And somebody else had the same experience. And they go, you know, because that happened, you know what? I've learned so much about myself. And because that happened, I appreciate the person I'm with now so much. You can't have a foreground without a background, right? That's the secret to life. See, one person believes their life is over because something's happened. They gave it that meaning. Somebody else says, God's challenging me. It's time to go to the next level. We have absolute choice. We have absolute control about how we feel. And whatever feelings we put in our lives on a regular basis will determine the quality of our lives. So you can have frustration, anger, upset, overwhelm, insecurity. You know, you can be fearful. You can live in a state of guilt, worry, whatever. Or you can live in a place called passion, joy, thankfulness, gratefulness, connection, love, wonder. And if you create those emotions on a regular basis, are you going to have a different life? You bet you are. Okay, so how do we take these three understandings and make it so we don't have to think about it, but we actually, on a regular basis, condition ourselves to have the great emotions we want and get rid of the emotions you don't want? Well, first step is awareness. See, next time you start to feel like, oh, I'm so frustrated, I'm so angry about this, notice what you're doing with your cheeks. What are you doing with your mouth? What happened to your breathing just now to do that? What's happening to your eyebrows? Are you tightening your fingers in your hands? Because we all have very specific things we do to get into our version of anger or frustration or tired or overwhelmed. Does that make sense? Just notice. What's happening to your body? Say, okay, I'm not breathing. That's a clue. Let me start with a little change there. My mouth is so tight, I can't even talk. That might be a clue why you're a little uptight. So loosen your jaw. Second thing, okay, what am I focusing on? I'm focusing on how, well, you know, this isn't working. Now, to help you understand the belief part, ask yourself, in order to feel this way, what would I have to believe? In order to be frustrated, what would I have to believe? I have to believe that it should be better than it is, and it's not, and it's not working. Well, maybe it isn't working, but is that going to help you to focus on it isn't working? Let's focus on what we can do. Or if you say, you know, I feel like it's hopeless because in order to feel hopeless, I have to believe that there's nothing I can do. Is that really true? Is there nothing you can do? Or are you just caught up in a state? Are you just caught up in a pattern? See, if you ask yourself, what do I have to believe to feel this way? It'll help you to break that part of the triad because you'll start to say, yeah, that isn't really even true. All right, so that'll help you there. Third part of awareness is say, okay, what am I saying to myself? Why do they do this? How come they always do these things? Why don't they ever listen? Well, I'm asking a lot of lousy questions because they may listen sometimes, but I'm saying they don't. I'm saying it with total intensity. Of course I'm going to feel bad. Let me change what I'm saying. Let me change what I'm asking. How can I turn this around? You know, what do I need to focus on to make this work? What's the truth here? You know, maybe I can't control it all, but I can control what it means to me. What does this really mean? If you just have that awareness and you break your pattern, you can get out of a negative emotion in a moment. Then you can say, well, how do I want to feel? To feel like that, what would I have to do with my body? To feel like that, what would I have to focus on right now? What would I have to believe? I have to believe, you know what, I can turn anything around. I may not like it, but I can make it happen. It's just another challenge that God's given me to sculpt my muscles, right? Sculpt my soul. Throw it at me. God's the greatest trainer on earth, because a great trainer, when you think you got nothing left, what do? They go, give me six more. You go, six more? I don't even have one more. But, you know, they say, yes, you do. And sure enough, you got at least three more in you, and you develop real muscle, and now you're stronger. And what used to be hard now gets to be easy next time, because you've been through it. That's what this is about. Now, here's what you can do that'll make this part of your life. All we're going to do is go after that thing we said was missing in our lives. Do you remember what it is after all this verbiage I've given you? Time. Time with yourself. But we're going to structure that time so that we create a daily triad that puts us in a state of mind where things flow. Have you ever had that happen? It's like, yes, I know what to do. Of course. Oh, yeah, it's a challenge. Big deal. Bring it here. Let's handle it. No big deal. Come on. Don't worry. Have you been in those states where, like, nothing can shake you? You can hope that you're going to pop into one of those states and get lucky. Or you can create it every morning before you start your day. So you start with a foundation that's so powerful that it affects you and everybody around you. You can make life beautiful. Life can be beautiful for you every day if you do the things he did with his body. If you focus on life the way he focused on it, if you use language like he used, he being the man in the movie, or the man in real life who embodies it so much. See, that's a role model. If you sow the same seed, you'll reap the same rewards, but you got to schedule it. Because remember what I said, if you talk about it, it's a dream. If you envision it, it's possible. But if you schedule it, it's real.